Hey there, welcome back. I've got some fascinating news from the intersection of public finance and crypto. New Hampshire's State Finance Authority just voted 3-2 to turn down a massive $100 million Bitcoin-backed municipal bond proposed by CleanSpark, one of the biggest names in Bitcoin mining.
Thanks for bringing it up. So, just to clarify the structure for our listeners, the bond was meant to fund infrastructure upgrades for CleanSpark's facilities right here in New Hampshire. And importantly, it was backed by private Bitcoin reserves acting as collateral.
That's actually the really exciting part. The proposal was carefully crafted to completely shield taxpayers from any financial liability. All the market risk, that was squarely on the private investors and CleanSpark themselves. It felt like a win-win on paper.
And yet, despite that clean risk separation, the board still said no. It really underscores a persistent tension we're seeing across the board, the clash between innovative digital asset financing and the deeply ingrained conservatism of traditional public sector finance.
It's a bit of a shame, honestly. But I get it. The rejection really came down to two things: regulatory uncertainty and a natural institutional risk aversion. When you're dealing with public money, even if it's protected, hesitation is just part of the job.
Exactly. Board members were very clear about their reasoning. They pointed out the complete absence of federal guidelines, specifically governing crypto-backed municipal instruments. Without that framework, moving forward felt legally precarious.
Right, and without standardized oversight, there was a genuine worry that approving it could set a messy, ambiguous precedent for how municipalities handle these kinds of assets down the line.
That's precisely the mandate these authorities operate under. Their primary duty is to prioritize fiscal stability and rely on established, time-tested audit mechanisms. Bitcoin's volatility and the novelty of the instrument just didn't align with that baseline requirement.
I completely understand that perspective. Given Bitcoin's wild price swings and how new this whole model is, the board ultimately decided that the unproven regulatory environment simply outweighed the proposal's structural benefits. It's a cautious but very logical call.
And I want to be clear. This vote isn't a blanket rejection of cryptocurrency financing for public infrastructure. It's more of a pause button until the industry matures.
Absolutely. It really just highlights the specific hurdles municipalities still need to clear before they'll comfortably adopt digital asset-backed debt. But it's not a dead end, it's a roadmap.
Precisely. For this to gain mainstream acceptance, the crypto industry needs to step up. We're talking standardized auditing protocols, truly independent custody solutions, and rigorous stress testing frameworks that actually align with what public sector auditors expect.
And that's where transparency comes in. If we can show consistent regulatory alignment, it'll go a long way toward easing that political hesitation. We just need to prove it's safe, reliable, and accountable.
Looking ahead, this vote gives us several critical takeaways for anyone drafting future proposals. Let's break them down.
Number one, explicit taxpayer protection is an absolute must-have, but it's no longer enough on its own to win over cautious public boards. You need more than just a safety net.
Which leads to number two, comprehensive education. Finance committees need crystal-clear explanations of how digital assets are stored, how they're valued during a market crash, and exactly what happens in a default scenario.
And number three, which I really like, start small. Incremental implementation through pilot programs is so much more effective than trying to launch a massive, eight-figure initiative out of the gate.
Exactly. Gradual testing allows these institutions to build real, hands-on confidence without jeopardizing their reputations or facing unnecessary public scrutiny.
Ultimately, though, I see this as a pivotal moment. New Hampshire's vote really marks a turning point in the convergence of traditional public finance and digital assets. It's messy, but it's progress.
Well said. The CleanSpark proposal did prove that crypto-backed debt can be structured to isolate public risk. But widespread institutional adoption will ultimately depend on mature, transparent oversight and those standardized regulatory frameworks we mentioned.
Until those safeguards are firmly in place, I think we'll see similar proposals remain proof-of-concept experiments rather than immediate funding solutions. But the blueprint is out there now.
And that's exactly where we go from here. The path forward requires sustained, honest dialogue between innovators, regulators, and municipal finance leaders. Only then can we build a reliable, repeatable template for public-private digital asset financing.